Welcome, everyone, to the Happy Hustle Podcast. I'm your host, Kerry Jack, lifestyle entrepreneur, professional model slash actor, biohacker, and eco-warrior striving to make a positive impact on this planet. My goal is to inspire, educate, and entertain you while reminding you to enjoy the journey, not just the destination, as you happy hustle for a life of passion and purpose. I am so grateful and humbled to be spending some time together today. Now, let's dive in. What is up, you beautiful happy hustlers out there? Kerry Jack here, and I hope you are having a super blessed day. Truly just enjoying this very moment right here and right now, baby. Now, in this episode of the Happy Hustle Podcast, we're talking about the roadmap system. This is our proprietary process to sell millions of dollars and help you convert more of your prospects into paying customers. And I gotta say, this is the exact process that I have used to sell legit millions of dollars worth of my own products and services and others. And I know it works, and it'll work for you. So if you're ready to convert more of your prospects into paying customers, then you can legit leverage this entire process and just plug in your product or service. I'm telling you, this works. But it's not scammy or sleazy. It's all about utilizing that pressure-free persuasion, as my good buddy Rory Vaden talks about. Now, this is something I just wanted to put together because I know this will make an impact on your business and your personal life, because the more money you make, the more impact you are having and the more you can give. And that's what it's all about, right? Happy hustling and giving to others. So after a quick episode sponsor break, we're going to be diving into this roadmap system. But I do want to say, if you get any value from this, please just share this with one person, just one person who could benefit from this message and maybe that needs help selling a little bit more of their products or services so they can happy hustle a life that they love. So let's dive in after a quick episode sponsor break. Real quick, guys, I just want to let you know that the best nootropics that I have ever tried in my life are available to you at a discounted rate just for being a happy hustler and watching and listening to the show. Now, you might be wondering, what the heck are nootropics? Well, nootropics are brain-optimizing supplements. They're natural and safe, and they've been used for decades. However, Nootopia has a really proprietary blend of 10 different formulas that can be utilized throughout your day for specific reasons. You know, if you have a podcast to record, you could try this one. If you have a book to write, you could try this one. If you have a workout to crush, you could try this one, right? They have different ones for different scenarios. And the best part about Nootopia is they're customized for you, and they come with a 365-day money-back guarantee. So if you don't like them, send them back, and you got nothing to lose. You guys get the hookup. Go to nootopia.com/happy hustle. All right, Nootopia, that's nootopia.com/happy hustle. Check them out for yourself and just see if it's something that you want to implement into your diet and your routine to really help you increase your cognitive performance and just happy hustle your dream reality. Again, that's nootopia.com/happy hustle. Now let's get back to the show. What is up, you beautiful happy hustlers out there? Kerry Jack here, and I hope you are ready to sell more of your products and services and make more money. Because I'm going to share with you the proprietary roadmap process to make more money and more impact. This is legit the exact process that I have used to sell millions of dollars worth of my own products and services and other people's products and services. And I know it works. And it'll work for you too. And all you really have to do is just follow the roadmap process, and you will make more money, and you will do so in a non-slimy, skeezy, scammy way, right? It's all about pressure-free persuasion, as my good buddy Rory Baden talks about. And this is something that I pride myself on, really winning that relationship with that prospect, whether you win the sale or not, and just having a very positive interaction and just ultimately helping them make a decision. If you are selling anything, you, as a sales professional or as a business owner or as, you know, a employee who is selling something, or as pretty much anyone who is selling themselves, you have to just realize that the goal in any sales interaction is to get the prospect to make a decision, be it a yes or a no, because indecision is thy enemy. So you really want to help them make a decision, okay? And in this roadmap process, it's going to walk you through step by step by step how to do just that. So I'm going to share with you the roadmap overarching, you know, different subsections right now, and then we'll get into each individually. So roadmap stands for rapport, obstacle, aspiration, demonstration, match, ask, and pull. Okay, so this is the roadmap acronym, and it breaks down rapport, obstacle, aspiration, demonstration, match, ask, pull. And this is exactly the itinerary for your next sales interaction, if you choose to actually use it, because this is essentially a talk track that you can use to guide you and your prospect on a successful journey of helping them solve their problem with your product or service. Okay, so we're gonna get into each and how to actually implement this stuff. So whether you're selling on the phone, you're selling in person, you're selling on a video call, this is how you can actually increase your sales conversion rate and how you can actually start to happy hustle a life that you love, where you're making more income and more impact. Now, big just cautionary note, do not skip steps, okay? Do not skip steps. Every single step in the roadmap process is there for a reason. If you skip steps or you do them out of order, it's not going to convert nearly as effectively. Okay, so just really make sure that you are doing the steps in the order, because they build upon oneself. And another very important sales note, listen and take notes. If you're on a sales interaction, you really want to make sure you're listening and taking notes. Therefore, you can leverage that verbiage later in your conversations with that individual. Okay, so really important, listen and take notes. Listening in and of itself is like really just the number one rule of sales. So making sure that you're actually listening to the person, not just caught up in your talk track and the next question you're gonna ask. Really listening and being present, very, very important. Okay, so without further ado, let's get into the roadmap process. Now, rapport is step number one, okay? Rapport is essential. You have to actually start the interaction by building the rapport. Find out more about your prospect and ask them a question like, hey, where are you based? I love that question because, you know, it'll tell you a lot about the person, where they're geographically based. And then you can maybe think about something you know about that given geographic location and try to find that commonality. I also love to give an honest compliment. If I see someone's wearing, you know, a nice shirt, or maybe, you know, their glasses are a little unique or whatever, like I legit give them an honest compliment. You just want to make a little small talk here, you know, because your first initial 30 to 60 seconds of an interaction often dictates the overall vibe of that, you know, sales conversation. And it can ultimately dictate your sales success or failure. So you want to make a good first impression. And that's why building the rapport is imperative. And that is why it's step number one. Okay. Now, step number two, obstacle. Okay. Really, you have to figure out what's holding them back. What are they struggling with? Why are you talking today? What is going on? You know, really asking them, like, what are they looking for help with? And, you know, listening to their answer. And then again, taking notes throughout the process. This is very important that you actually are asking them, you know, why you're talking today. One, it establishes leverage for you being the person as higher up in the hierarchy, per se, because if someone schedules a call with you, they are obviously seeking help solving the problem from you who has the solution. Now, that works great for inbound leads. If you're doing outbound sales outreach, then you would probably frame it a little bit different where, you know, you still want to figure out why they wanted to talk to you and even accepted this call, but it would be a little bit different hierarchy in terms of who is actually there. Hopefully, you know, you're there for mutually beneficial reasons, but very important to know that one, the one who asks the questions is in control of the conversation. So make sure you are in control of the conversation. Make sure you are asking the questions and specifically make sure you are finding out about the obstacle in their way. That way you can use that verbiage and their obstacle to help position your solution. Okay. So you got rapport, step one, step two, obstacle. Now, step three, aspiration. You have to understand what they really want, right? Like, what is their dream? You know, and I like asking that question. Well, what's the dream? You know, what are you really looking to build? What are you really looking to do? You know, really understanding why they want this is crucial. You know, the why behind it is the fuel to their fire. This is going to be that catalyst, especially when adversity strikes. So you want to make sure you have that why very clearly articulated in this step three aspiration section, because this why is going to be something that you, again, can utilize later in the close. If you know, hey, they want to lose weight, not just because they want to feel healthier, but they have an upcoming company sales or company trip with their entire staff and their entire team, and they want to look great in that red bikini, right? Like, this is the good why for them to, you know, fuel them in their decision and ultimately in, you know, embarking on that journey together with you in your product or service. So you have to understand the why. And oftentimes you have to ask a couple layers deep to get to that real why. Okay. So really figure out and understand why they want what they want and get clear on exactly what it is that they want. That's the aspiration. And really, again, if you skip this step, it's going to be very difficult to convert your prospect into a paying customer. Okay, so you got step number one, two, and three. Now let's get to step number four, demonstration. You have to demonstrate your product or service's success with other people, other testimonials, leveraging that social proof. And you also want to understand, you know, why they think that maybe it won't work for them. Because when you demonstrate other people's success, they might say, oh, you know, that's great for that person. They already put out their first book. I couldn't write my first book. Well, why do you think that? You know, why do you think this would only work for them and not you? You know, again, what we're doing throughout this entire process is we're understanding their objections and then we're busting them. That is really what you're doing ultimately in this entire process, is you're understanding their objections and then you're busting them with hard truth.
Whoa, apologies for interrupting your programming, but I have to tell you, the best investment you can make in yourself is one in which helps you acquire skills. You've probably heard people talk about, oh, just invest in yourself and you'll be successful. Yes, that's true to a degree, but you have to invest in skills that will ultimately help you achieve your desired results. And I think one of the best skills one can possess, be it an entrepreneur or an aspiring entrepreneur, is the sales sword. Really knowing how to sell, utilizing pressure-free persuasion, which will make you more money and more impact. Now, if you want to know how to sell more efficiently and effectively, I just launched a sales course called The Proven Roadmap Process to Selling Millions of Dollars and helping you to increase your conversions guaranteed. And you can get access to this new sales course that The Happy Hustle is launching at thehappyhustle.com/sales. And if you act fast, you'll get it at the lowest price it'll ever be available, because we are launching it and we want to gain amazing testimonials and social proof to further share this knowledge. So if you act fast, you can get it at the lowest price it'll ever be. That's at thehappyhustle.com/sales. Now let's get back to this episode. And sometimes you gotta bring that hard truth, because people are oftentimes their own worst enemy when it comes to making positive choices for themselves. You know, they might know how to write their first book, but they might hold them back with self-limiting beliefs. And your job as that professional or as that facilitator of this conversation is to really help them get out of their own way. And, you know, really, again, you're doing all this with that service over self mindset to really help them with your product or service. So demonstrate other people's success. You know, this is something where I love to use past stories and use like actual stories of someone who is maybe similar to them. Maybe someone who is, you know, either similar in their industry or their goals or their demographics. And then I can use this person. Sometimes I'll even pull up, literature or a testimonial video or their website and be like, look, this person became a professional speaker because of this process. And you can too. I know that's your goal, to get on more stages. Here you go. Right. Or whatever their goal is, you can use this demonstration to really paint the picture for them and showcase what their success could look like. Very important that you emotionally heighten their senses here in this step, in this step number four, demonstration step, because people buy with emotion, but they justify with logic. I'm going to say that again. People buy with emotion, but they justify with logic. That is why you must emotionally get them charged. You have to help them see themselves having success with whatever your product or service delivers, that result. Help them by painting that picture for them and then sharing similar case studies or testimonials or social proof from other people. Okay, so that's step number four. So we got the road part done. We got rapport, obstacle, aspiration, and then demonstration, right? Now we're getting to the map part, okay? So step number five, match. This is when you actually figure out if this person is really going to be a good fit for you in your program, in your product or service. Hopefully you already have a pretty good idea before they even get on the call, because you did your homework and you maybe have an application process that extracts that intel. But you want to make sure that this person is a good match for your product or service in order to ensure those results. You know, don't skip this step, because if you sell the wrong person into your program or product or service, like, you are just going to create a problem for yourself, a headache of a customer that really is not going to serve you or your ultimate goal or vision, nor them, because they shouldn't be there in the first place. You know, this is one that's a little near and dear to me, I will say, because I have made the mistake in the past of selling the wrong person, and it ends up costing you more than that sale is worth. Oftentimes, you know, it's like Pareto's law, really. You ultimately will get 20% or 80% of your desired results from 20% of your actions. And oftentimes, when you are selling the wrong type of people, 80% of your headaches will come from just 20% of those people. And so you have to think about, okay, is this person actually a match for me? Is it a fit? Do they qualify? And be okay to walk away if they don't qualify. You know, I always think it's really important to think about matching this person with your product or service properly, because you want the word of mouth referrals. If you don't get the proper match on the front end, you will not get those word of mouth referrals, which are AKA your best leads later down the road. A word of mouth referral from a previously happy client or customer is the best type of lead source and referral that you can get.
And if you don't match them properly and you can't get them the results, and maybe you're just selling people because you feel a little desperate, well, unfortunately, it's going to hurt you in the long run. So, which leads me to a very important pro tip. Desperation never sells, okay? The one who needs the sale the least typically, ultimately, will win in the long run. And hopefully you want to create a win-win. But if you're desperate to sell, it just is a gross, you know, feeling. We call that commission breath, right? This is when you're like, oh, I know I'm getting something out of the back end. I'm just desperate to sell this person. And, you know, you don't want that commission breath, that invisible deal killing stench to hurt you or your sales process. So you really want to make sure that, you know, it's a right match. Yes. And that you're not desperate when you're selling. Okay. Step number six, this is the A, which is ask. Okay, this is when we ask for the sale, right? You have to make sure it's a fit. And if it is, then you make the ask. And you want to present them with the opportunity to purchase your product or service, but you do want to frame it as an opportunity, right? Like knowing that not everyone gets this opportunity will ultimately make it more desirable for your prospect. And you say, hey, you know what? Congratulations. Like, I really think we can help you. And I think it'd be a great fit for us to work together. So I'd like to present you the opportunity to do just that. And you want to have genuine excitement here, right? This is something that I like to ask, this specific question, okay? This question is actually like the gateway to the close, but it might actually bring up a little bit more objections, and you need to bust those in order to really get that actual close. Okay. So this question is there any reason you wouldn't take action and get started today? Hey, you know what? Is there any reason you wouldn't take action and get started today? And they're going to be like, you know, I think I need to think about it. Right. And that's what a lot of people will say. Your core objections are, I need to think about it. I don't have the time. I don't have the money, or let me talk to my spouse. Right. And knowing these objections, you can build in objection busters throughout the entire presentation. But ultimately, when you make this ask, you need to really figure out, okay, what is that objection? And if you can bust it right there on the spot, or maybe you need to go back through the roadmap and process, and really kind of like go back through, hey, establish that rapport again, figure out, hey, remember the obstacle that you told me you really want to solve? Well, here's how you could solve it. And the dream of you, you know, writing your first book is very much possible if you join this program. And then remember, you know, Cindy Lou Who, who wrote her first book and became New York Times bestseller, like here you go. Right. And then remember, we don't work with that many people. So me presenting that to you. And so sometimes you have to go back through that process and just like high level terms and really kind of get them again, emotionally charged, addressing their pain points, the dream, and really emphasize what's possible for them and how you can help them achieve that desired result. But I'm going to get into step number seven now, which is the pull. Okay. Now, if you do have any objections left, this one step can be your greatest ally, or it can be your worst enemy. So if you don't do step number seven, the pull, properly, you're probably going to get people who are just going to sleep on the opportunity, or they're going to delay their decision. And remember, indecision is thy enemy. So you have to make sure that you are actually getting a decision, right? So this is all about ethical scarcity and ethical urgency. All right. Key here, of course, being ethical, right? You need to have this baked into your presentation. If you don't, you're going to get people who are just in limbo and they won't make a decision. And ultimately, it will hurt them and you and your business and their dreams. So you really want to make sure the pull is there. Okay. So for example, you know, people need a little bit of a pull in order to really help them take action. Okay. So that's what we're doing here. Now you can give them a necessary incentive by offering only a limited number of spots in your program, right? Or you can offer only a limited quantity of products or offering them a valuable bonus for signing up on the call, right? This step is crucial for closing the sale. Like right here, you really need to get clear on the urgency and the scarcity that is involved in your product or service. And this is something you need to think about before you even get on the call. Like you need to have this prepared. I also like to loop in here a conditional money back guarantee. I have happiness guarantees with pretty much everything I do. And this is something that if they do X, Y, or Z and they don't get X, Y, or Z as a result, you will give them every penny back. You know, this works really well with make money offers. If it's like lose weight offers, you could easily make it work for that too, or like health and nutrition. Hey, if you go to the gym and follow our exact, you know, nutrition and exercise plan and you don't lose 10 pounds in the next, you know, 90 days, I'll give you every penny back. It's a no-brainer. It's a risk-free offer. And you really want to make sure that you are structuring a three-hour window. I like to keep it a three-hour window. You can keep it shorter. You could do a little longer, but I wouldn't do it a 24-hour window. I wouldn't do it overnight because that's when people will lose that emotional component of that process that you just hyped them up. You got them so excited, then they sleep on it, and then their logic kicks in, and ultimately, you could talk yourself out of just about anything, and people often do. So that's why it's important to structure that three-hour window. But you have to have the scarcity and urgency at play. So again, scarcity could be, hey, I really only work with three new clients a month, and I already had two clients sign up, and I have four calls next week. So I have one spot open right now. That could be the scarcity, right, for your program or product or service. Now, the urgency could be, if you sign up within the next 3 hours, I will legit get you full access to all of my courses, all of my past masterclasses, my free audio book or whatever. The urgency is there as more so of a bonus incentive. I don't like discounting. I think discounting is something that can oftentimes devalue your brand, but you can always add more to your product or service. You know, you can give more as a part of that urgency. And the scarcity, again, should be ethical, meaning if you work with more people than just those three and you're saying you only work with three, but then you sign up five and they find out, it's going to kill the trust. And that's everything in life and business. You got to make sure you have the trust. So make sure this step, you're doing it properly. The pull, step number seven, very important. And then I would really make sure if they do say yes, get your credit card or your QuickBooks or your Stripe account or your PayPal information. Take care of the information right there on the call. Get their credit card information or do the wire transfer, or make the PayPal, and then actually just don't wait until they get off the call. Make it happen and don't let that awkwardness hold you back from this pull, you know, or from this ask, because I think a lot of people, and I've done this in the past for myself, I've been a little bit timid to proceed with people who are on the fence. And sometimes I've let sales just disintegrate, knowing that I could really help them, knowing that I could really help them reach their goals, their desired outcomes. But I felt a little bit of insecurity around myself and a little bit of lack of confidence with my product or service. And I didn't necessarily want to be pushy. And sometimes I've actually let sales go when I know it could have been a yes, but it became a no because of my own insecurities, my own lack of confidence. So these last two steps, the ask and the pull, are really important to make sure you do properly. But also you need to maybe release any self-limiting beliefs around your worth. See, a lot of people don't believe they're worth it. And so it will cause them to not sell at the price point or the investment level that you could be charging for. And ultimately, you'll be hurting yourself and the prospect who you know you could serve. So you really have to think about this. Maybe for you, this resonates. Maybe, you know, the lack of confidence or the self-doubt creeps in. This is where you really got to go back to the social proof and the testimonials of people that you've gotten results for And then you can leverage those people again and really kind of build your own confidence and then build the prospect's confidence as well and say, look, I know this is going to work for you. One thing I do like to say in this last section, and I think this is a really great line that I've been using, and I really think it is very effective because it's true. I say, truly, my life is not changing one percentage point, whether you sign up or not, whether you buy this product or service or not. But I know yours will. And they're like, damn. Yeah, you're right. And I was like, yeah, I know. My life's not changing, really. One percentage point. But I know yours will. And that's why you're here. And that's why I really think if you sleep on it or you, you know, wait till later or next year, like there's never a great time to do this. The best time was a year ago. The second best time is today. You know, and so what do you say? You know, and they're like, all right, come on, let's get this. So you get them excited and then, you know, you sign them up. So this is the roadmap to your success when it comes to sales conversions. I'll recap it again. Again, this is like a talk track that you can leverage. Rapport, obstacle, aspiration, and then demonstration. Match, ask, and pull. This is it, guys. This is how you happy hustle a life that you love and increase your income and your impact, and how you can actually really start to make a lot more money and have some fun in the process, because sales are fun. Sharpening your sales sword is fun. And really, if you follow this roadmap, you will be not only having fun, making money, and making impact, but you'll be serving other people. So sharpen your sales sword, follow this talk track. And one last final note I want to say, be yourself. You got to be yourself. People's BS meters are higher than ever. You have to keep it real. You have to be authentically you. And you want to make sure that you are selling with that integrity, the utmost integrity. And I always like to think about how I would want my mom or dad to be sold to, right? This is how I sell. This is how I interact. I really have that utmost integrity. I'm 100% myself, and I want to actually operate with that like love and care, knowing that, you know, I'm there to really serve, that service over self mindset. So be yourself, follow that roadmap process, and start the happy hustle, a life that you love. I am out, fam. Peace.
Real quick, y'all, I want to share with you something that is making a very positive impact on my physical health, as well as my mental health, but more so my physical health, because I really believe that you have to detox your body. You have to sweat those toxins out regularly in order to be optimized, in order to actually happy hustle your blissful balance in your dream reality. And one of the ways that I actually detox my body is from my Therasage infrared portable and affordable 360 plus sauna. This thing is my go-to. I love it because it's actually affordable and it is portable. And it actually is made by a family-owned company that stands behind their products. And the best part is you actually get the hookup for watching and listening to the Happy Hustle podcast. You can just go to therasage.com and you could just type in code HAPPY and it will actually save you over 10% on everything store-wide, but specifically the sauna. And the good thing about the sauna is it actually burns calories. So you just sit on your bum, you can burn calories, you can decrease the inflammation in your body, which a lot of dis-ease stems from, and you can increase the blood flow circulation, which I'll just tell you, there's a ton more benefits, but those three in and of itself are worth your while. So you guys check it out, Therasage, that's Therasage.com, and then use code HAPPY to save yourself some money. And they got a bunch of holistic healing products on their site, but I'm just referencing this Thera 360 Plus sauna. I have the black one, love it. And the cool thing is also you actually you know, you have hand holes where you can stick your hands in. So you could be working on your laptop or reading, and your head protrudes so your brain doesn't swell. A lot of like other saunas that, you know, the dry saunas, like at the gym, potentially, if you have one in your gym, you know, it's like a hot rocks. Those actually swell your brain over time and have detrimental effects. And given my current brain injury from the CO poisoning, I'm really glad my head is actually protruding from the heat zone in this TheraSauge sauna. So that's another reason why I love it. You guys check it out again, TheraSauge.com, and then use code HAPPYTOSAVE. Now let's get back to this episode. Real quick, I just want to share with you something that is near and dear to my heart. See, as a proud American, when I heard this stat, I was floored. 22 veterans actually take their own lives every single day, according to the Department of Veteran Affairs. And that's 22 too many. So the cause of veteran suicide prevention is one in which I am just all behind with all my might, and I think you should be as well. And that is why my friend, Mr. William Brandon, 26-year Navy SEAL veteran, started the company Naked Warrior Recovery. And it was created with the clear initiative to develop premium products to support physical and mental recovery through innovation and excellence. And two of my favorite products from Naked Warrior Recovery is Navy SEAL CBD Energy Drink. This stuff helps with energy and focus. It has 75 milligrams of caffeine, kind of like a cup of coffee, but it has 12.5 milligrams of CBD. And we're not talking just any CBD. We're talking premium quality USDA organic grown CBD. See, they are actually third-party tested. They're veteran-owned and operated, and they come with a money-back guarantee plus free shipping. And this is my go-to pre-workout lately. I gotta say, it really is delicious and nutritious, and it gets you going, as well as Naked Warrior Recovery's Cool Recovery Muscle and Joint Rub. And this stuff is really great after a hard workout or after a long hike. You can put it on, you know, those sore spots, and it really helps your body recovery. So you guys actually get the hookup for watching and listening to Happy Hustle. You can go to NW Recovery and use code HAPPY to save yourself some moolah off of not just the Navy SEAL CBD energy drinks, not just the muscle and joint rub, but everything on their website. And you gotta just love the mission behind NW Recovery. Actually, they donate a portion of their proceeds to fight veteran suicide and just increase the prevention of this terrible tragedy. So go to nakedwarriorrecovery.com, use code HAPPY, save yourself some money, get some great products, and support an amazing cause today. All right, now let's get back to this episode. Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Happy Hustle Podcast. I truly am so grateful that you took the time out of your busy day to spend time with me. Now, if you got any value from this episode or any episodes in the past, it would mean the world to me if you could please leave a 5-star review and share this episode with your friends so we can continue to spread this message. Guys, as always, it's been a blast. Now go out there and happy hustle for your dream reality.